the radio buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day, the White House yesterday releasing President Obama's long-form birth certificate. Jordan Fabian, a political reporter for The Hill, spent a little of his time this morning with WOAI in San Antonio, where morning show host Charlie Parker wanted to know,
was there anything significant in your estimation about the timing of this release yesterday?
Fabian's answer? Well,
yeah, absolutely there was. I mean, the White House, I think they view this as a political opportunity for them.
So what was their intention then, Jordan?
So I think the White House thought this time is the right time to hit back and to sort of stick the Republican Party with this birther label and to elevate Trump and elevate Trump's stature, which some rank-and-file Republicans aren't happy about.
The White House saying that the document's release is proof positive that the president was indeed born in Hawaii. Buzzing on, 9 Americans killed yesterday in Afghanistan at the hand of an Afghan military pilot during a meeting. 8 of those 9 were U.S. military members and the other a U.S. contractor.
But what was unexpected in this meeting was the gentleman on the Afghan side of the house was packing heat, pulled it out and started shooting. We have to recognize that he didn't just kill Americans, he also killed Afghans, to include somebody that was in his own family.
Former Green Beret Major Bob Bevilacqua speaking with Tony Cruz at WHAS.
The issue that I have is, if our soldiers are not allowed to carry firearms everywhere they go in Afghanistan, I don't care if they go into a church, they need to be able to protect themselves. If it's a contractor, okay, I can see it. Typically, contractors can't carry weapons. But if our soldiers are walking around unarmed because there is some type of ordinance that is put out by the Afghan government that says you can't carry a weapon here unless you're an Afghan, I have some serious issues with that.
The shooting took place in an operations room of the Afghan Air Corps at Kabul Airport. Details on the shooting have not yet been made public. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.